Charming.
Well done.
Just saving her time, isn't that kinder?
Kinder? No, no. Sherlock, that wasn't kind.
Go on, then. You know what I do, off you go.
No.
Go on.
I'm not going to stand here so you can humiliate me while I try and...
An outside eye, a second opinion, it's very useful to me.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Oh, they're just a pair of shoes, trainers.
Good.
They're in good nick. I'd say they were pretty new, except the sole has been well worn, so the owner must have had them for a while. Very 80s, probably one of those retro designs.
You want sparkling form, what else?
Oh, they're quite big, so a man's, but there's traces of a name inside in felt tip. And adults don't write their names inside the shoes, so they just belong to a kid.
Excellent. What else?
That's it. How did I do?
Well, John, really well. I mean, you missed almost everything of importance, but, you know.
The owner loved these. Scrubbed them clean, whitened them where they got discoloured, changed the laces four times.
Even so, there are traces of his flaky skin where his fingers have come into contact with them, so he suffered from eczema. Shoes are well worn, more so on the inner side, which means the owner had weak arches. British made, 20 years old.
20 years?
They're not retro, they're original. Limited edition, two blue stripes, 1989.
But there's still mud on them. They look new.
Someone's kept them that way. Quite a bit of mud caked on the soles. Analysis shows it's from Sussex with London mud overlaying it.
How do you know?
Pollen. Clear as a map reference to me. South of the river, too. So, the kid who owned these trainers came to London from Sussex 20 years ago and left them behind.
So what happened to him?
Something bad. He loved those shoes, remember? He'd never leave them filthy. Wouldn't leave them go unless he had to. So a child with big feet gets...
Oh. What?
Karl Powers.
Sorry, who?
Karl Powers, John.
What is it?
That's where I began.
1989, young kid, champion swimmer, came up from Brighton for a school sports tournament, drowned in the pool. Tragic accident. You wouldn't remember it, should you?
But you remember?
Yes.
Something fishy about it?
Nobody thought so. Nobody except me. I was only a kid myself. I read about it in the papers.
You started young, didn't you?
The boy, Karl Powers, had some kind of fit in the water, but by the time they got him out, it was too late. There was something wrong, something I couldn't get out of my head.
What?
His shoes.
What about them?
They weren't there. I made a fuss. I tried to get the police interested, but nobody seemed to think it was important. He'd left all the rest of his clothes in his locker, but there was no sign of his shoes. Until now.